Project Veritas, ABC News anchor thinks Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, 100%. By Joshua Kaplan on November 5, 2019. ABC News anchor Amy Robach believes convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was killed in his New York City prison cell while awaiting child sex crime charges. A leaked video published by Project Veritas on Tuesday reveals. So do I think he was killed? 100%, yes I do, Robach says of Epstein. He made his whole living blackmailing people. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island. A lot of powerful men who came into that apartment, the anchor continues. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier. But his lawyers claim that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck, that was all like to plant the seed, she says. That's why I really believe it. Like really believe it. Federal authorities arrested Epstein on child sex crime charges in July and was jailed at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, MCC, until his August 10th death. The disgraced financier was found hanging in his prison cell days after he was removed from the prison's suicide watch. However, former New York City medical examiner Dr. Michael Bodden made headlines last week for contending Epstein's autopsy shows more evidence of strangulation than suicide. There are multiple, 3 fractures in the hyoid bone. In the thyroid cartilage that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation, he argued. There's evidence here of homicide that should be investigated, to see if it is or isn't homicide. Project Veritas's Tuesday video also shows Robach alleging that ABC News killed a bombshell report regarding Epstein, which also implicated former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew. Robach says of the purported report, I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts, we would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is, this is a stupid story. Then, the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will, that also quashed the story. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything, she adds. In response to the leaked footage, ABC News issued a statement attempting to dismiss Robach's explosive remarks, claiming the report wasn't ready for broadcast. Robach's rant took place in August 2019, shortly after an NPR report revealed several corporate media outlets, including ABC News, opted against airing damning reports regarding Epstein, says Project Veritas.